Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, Sis Lulu, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama. Good afternoon to our listeners.
Yeah, how are you doing?
It's been a hectic beginning of the week. However, I'm blessed. God is good.
I'm glad you are having a good one. You do sound quite tired. It looks like it was a long day, yeah?
Hectic weekend. I haven't recovered. I was actually telling myself I should have taken some time out these 2 days. It's been a long weekend.
My goodness.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, it was a great one, but I suppose maybe too much fun.
Yeah,
maybe for my age. Can be overwhelming.
I can hear it from your age. I can hear it from your voice that no, this person is depleted. But let's go through it. You know, we spoke about symbiosis last week, and I think you mentioned something about differentiation. We're talking about building this relationship and what couples need to do, and what realizing that it's okay to have a differentiating. I think we started with differentiation, and then we spoke about symbiosis. What are we talking about today?
Now, Zama, everyone has been interested to know, okay, so how do we get there? I feel like people are like, can we just not waste our time? Now, we want to know, how do we then achieve that differentiation? Mm. So today, we are saying moving from symbiosis to differentiation. But I'm thinking, Zama, because there may be someone who's joining us for the first time, it will be important
to
for me
recap,
to again remind our listeners, when we speak about symbiosis in marriage, we are talking about that relationship where partners are so overly dependent on each other to the point of losing individual identities, where one partner has essentially been swallowed up. Whereas in differentiation, this is now the ability to maintain your sense of self while being emotionally connected to your partner. So you are separate and yet you are connected. And you know, Zama, as I was reflecting on this, I found a powerful quotation from Ellen White at Adventist Home.
Yep.
She says, but while you are to blend as one, neither of you is to lose his or her individuality in the other. God is the owner of your individuality. Of him, you are to ask, what is right? What is wrong? How may I best fulfill the purpose of my creation? Isn't that powerful?
Powerful.
Yes, blend as one, but you are never ever to lose your individuality. Yeah. Very powerful quotation.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so let's get to how then can we, okay, these are always tools that people can use. Obviously, you know, when you've got that resource kit that you know that, okay, maybe this I can use, maybe this won't work with me. It's never the gospel truth. The first thing I always say, Zama, is be curious about your partner as a person. Zama, they are a whole neighborhood with hills and valleys and winding roads. Really, really. And Ellen White says somewhere, study to advance. Make them your lifelong subject of study. So be curious about your partner as a person. Know their backstory. What are their experiences? What are their preferences? What are their fears? What are their passions? What are their likes? What are the dislikes? Be curious, Zama. I say to the people when they are in therapy, when you speak about appreciating, I always say, track your partners. Be curious about their world. They are a completely different neighborhood. You know, this weekend I was in Sun City, and you know, the excitement of looking at the valleys and the hills and the long dams and the beauty, that's what your partner is like. They are Sun City, whereas maybe Sentin. So be curious.
Now, tell me, before you continue, Sis Lulu, talking about be curious about their world, etc., etc. I find that when people are meeting, you know, for the first time, it is that first year, 2 years, butterflies, but finishing at other sentences, etc., etc. And life kicks in, the children come in, and it seems that that curiosity about each other's world becomes third, or fourth, or fifth on the agenda. And now it's bills, it's raising kids, it's work, and this, that, and the other. And 10 years later, 20 years later, is there a way that these people could actually find their path to being curious about, their world, each other's world, rather?
So that is so sad, and it is a reality of many couples, in fact, where they lose each other along the way, and they just end up living those parallel lives that we spoke about. The first thing, Zama, is, for an example, if you are listening to this message, it's time for you to reflect, right? It's time for you to sit back and look at, sometimes I always say to people, whenever you are hearing a message, look at the message. What are the learnings? What am I relearning? What is surprising from me from this? Be open to learning. You know, even the Bible says, have a teachable spirit. So I would say, go back to your first love. Remember, the Bible says that, remember your first love. Now, before there was excitement, we couldn't get enough of each other, like you're saying, and then life happens. However, with many of us, we are not taught exactly how to not allow everything overpower or overflow so that the plate is full of everyone except us as a person. Many of us, the plate is full of the work, the career, the church, activities, the kids, sports, and all of that. And you find that in this plate, where am I and my partner? What are the goals, Zama? Because we're going to speak about that as well. What goals are you setting as a couple? What's your relationship to vision, Zama? Vision board, you know? Vision board, so that you can, like, awaken that in you, because you did have that before. So awaken that first interest, because remember, you used to be so curious about this person. This person used to be like some a wow phenomenon, you know. They're still there, buried beneath, you know, peel off the layers. So for me, it's just like awareness is important, but also insight is most important, because with insight, I now hold the mirror. I'm looking at it. Okay, here something needs to change. Yeah, something needs to change. And then you guys sit down together and, like, you know what, sweetheart? Along the way, we have remembered everyone except us. But we started this in Heartland. Or, you know, in the beginning, it was never about kids and money. It was you and me building this beautiful thing. Remember your first love.
Yeah. All right. Lovely. Okay, ungaqhubeka sisilulu. I think you were going to be going to the next point when I was asking a question.
Zama, embrace and celebrate your partner's uniqueness and how they are different from you. Don't make them a project to be changed. And most of the time, you find that we say you and I are one and I am the one. You find that, Zama, gradually in your relationship, you are losing yourself, you are losing your voice, you are losing your light. You find that you don't even know what kind of food do I like, what restaurant do I prefer, because somehow your uniqueness here has been trampled to the point where you cease to exist. So it's important for us to embrace and celebrate our partner's uniqueness. We check in with our partner all the time. Do you like this? Do you still like going to Wimpy? Do you still like going to the beach? Is that still something that excites you? Tell me this year, what is in your bucket list? Do you understand? What's in your bucket list this week? Because I want to celebrate you. I want to embrace. You know, my husband tells me there's a friend he had not seen in a while, and this friend, they loved hiking. So I already know, okay, this year in December, I know exactly what I'm going to gift him with. You see how I'm embracing and celebrating his uniqueness and how he's different from me. Not making him a project to be changed, like, you're not going there. No one here is going to go there. In this family, we don't do hiking. In this family, you don't. And you find that there is so much struggle until the other partner. And I've seen men, Zama, give up along the way. I've seen men who give up along the way. The person is just a wimp following everywhere, because he knows, once I express anything opposite to this, this woman is going to be at my back for the whole week. She's going to be sucking. There's going to be hell to pay. And then they end up saying, what's the point? What's the point? So please, let the person exist in their relationship. Let them know I'm known here. Isn't that beautiful? Let them know that I'm known here. I exist and I am. Right now, Zama, I saw Umbila. I don't like Umbila. My husband loves Umbila. So once I see Umbila, wherever I was, I turn around. I'm celebrating and embracing his uniqueness, even in terms of food. Some men hate macaroni and cheese. They would rather be eating putuni khani. They had their own choice. But the wife has decided that everyone here is going to be the same. Embrace and celebrate their uniqueness.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful indeed. Now, Sis Lulu, this process of embracing, because you're saying they embrace each other's uniqueness. I know that at times, especially with older couples, these people. I saw people celebrating 30 years, and I saw others on Facebook celebrating, I think, about 40 years together. And a beautiful one I bumped against. I think it is. I saw it on the social medias as well. This gentleman retelling a story. I think their son is old enough now, or asking them, "Dada, how did you actually meet?" And he went back memory lane, and it was so beautiful to watch. And they were laughing together and stuff. And I thought, wow. Aww. And this couple is, I think they are in about their 60s. That about happens to be an Adventist couple. Now, I don't know. It could be coming natural to other people. Or with other people, as you are saying, people have to sit down and work it out. Is it supposed to be as mechanical as that? Sit down, work on it, or should it just come natural?
Zama, it will never come natural. The romantic stage is the natural one, and then sets in the postpartum. If you feel like it is happening naturally, someone has already lost themselves. That's why we have been speaking about the conscious relationship. Zama, you service the car, you fuel the car. Naturally, a plant will only grow because you are fertilizing it, you are putting water, we are putting it out in the sun. Otherwise, it's going to be automatic death. And some of us, our relationships are suffering because we feel like if it's true love, I shouldn't have to work at it. He says, I beat my body and I make it my slave, right?
Mm.
And then he says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Mm.
That's salvation, Zama. Though you know that it is Christ who works in you. And now these are two people who are trying to build something beautiful. What makes you think you're just going to sit and then all of a sudden you're going to have it fall down like manna? You have to work for it. Those people you see, Zama, they've worked hard. They've invested time, money, energy. They've been there. They've done that. And now they are reaping. You are not going to reap unless you go out there into the field and you work and you till the soil.
Mm. Yeah, and of course, in this process, I mean, you're making an example. For instance, you're talking about being aware of the other partner's wishes, and you work out in making sure that they are happy in that space. I mean, for instance, your husband mentions an old friend who he has not met in a while, etc. So it also helps. I hear you say that you pay particular attention and try and see what are things that you can do that could be of service to your spouse.
Yes, Sama. Curiosity about your partner's world. Exactly. You are tracking your partner. They may let slip something in carelessness in the conversation. When I pick it up, like, okay. And then you pen it down. Okay, Zama, when you are curious about your partner, you can then contribute to making them who they are. I'm going to tell you, my husband, he knew how I longed to become a psychologist. And he said to me, so that as soon as our last born leaves high school and goes to university, it's game on for you.
Mm.
Curiosity about what makes my heart kick. What are my hopes, Zama? You know, what are my hopes? What are my desires? What are my dreams? You know, what is it that makes my heart jump? That curiosity is exactly what is going to contribute towards this interesting relationship where your partner is like, I'm seen here. I'm known here. I exist here. Remember initially you said, we want to be conscious about the otherness of the other.
Yes, I remember that last week. Now, can then a partner, if this is not happening, whether a husband or wife say, can they then say to the spouse, Mamela Manhani, it looks like you are not paying attention here. Or should they just expect the partner to just pick it up?
Well, if it is not happening, that is where we sit down. For instance, I will have my couple to sit down and one will say, tell me what brings you joy, you know? And then the other one will go, okay, tell me what brings you joy. And then the other one, you know, we peel off layer to the point where someone will even go to their childhood and be like, when I was a child, I never used to play. And if there's one thing that I would love one day, it would be to go up maybe to a certain place and play in the splash area and go and be. Now, when you make it happen consciously, you sit and you ask your partner, tell me what brings you joy. A lot is going to come out there. And they give you one thing, tell me more. Then they give another thing, please tell me more. then you're going to get some of the things that actually bring them joy. That on its own is just showing how curious you are about your partner. And again, Zama, the other thing is when you track your partner, you are also going to be able to know their backstory, right? Curiosity about their backstory, how were they brought up? For instance, my husband, knowing that my mom was severely depressed, she was in a severely abusive marriage, my mother had childhood traumas, she put us through hell, she would like keep us not imprisoned, but we were not allowed to go out and play with other kids. We would always be looking over the fence and saying, it is nice to be there. Now, when my husband knows my backstory, then he understands this little girl who wants to gallivant. And now when it's after COVID, and here is the TOC Rivers in the Desert Retreat, what does it say? Girl, I'm getting you there. Knowing my backstory. He knows my backstory. So he understands how frustrating it has been for me during COVID. So he's going to gift me by something that he knows from my childhood. I was never allowed to roam and gallivant and go and play. So now he can heal that wound for me by giving me exactly that experience. But how is he going to do that, Zama, if he does not know my story, my backstory? If he's not curious about exactly what went into this, into the life of this woman, what's the little girl crying about in her?
Goes back to our very first, I think, two conversations or so, where you were mentioning that part of the role of the spouse is to at least help to heal those childhood wounds, because they are there in every human being. And if we're able and to pick them up, paying attention to say, okay, this may have been the problem, play a role in healing or helping to heal those childhood wounds.
That's why I'm here, Zama. When life comes to an end, Zama, my husband should be a better version of himself. That's why God has put me here. When I exit or he exits this life, we should look back and be like, wow, what a journey. But some people, you break them to the point where the version, the initial version, would be much better than what you have made them put through, what you have put them through. So it's always important for us to check ourselves, like, okay, am I adding value to this person, you know? Are they happy in my space? Are they feeling seen and validated? Are they feeling enough in my space? That would be me taking my step, you know?
Beautiful. Well, SS Lulu, I must say, always, always a pleasure. Insightful conversations as always. And I do meet people, from time to time who say, hey, man, you know what? Some of us may not be commenting, but we are definitely growing from these and they are helping our marriages a lot. So I must also just pass on that message to you to say that I've, at least especially this past weekend, quite a number of people who are saying, listen, we are listening and we are so attentive because SS Lulu is actually helping our marriages. Thank you so much on behalf of our listeners as well.
Thank you, Zama. Oh, Zama, I love love. I love the idea of love. I love people in love. I love hooking people up. I love restoring and reviving love. Anything. It just makes me go crazy. So thank you for allowing me to share a bit with our listeners. And we're still going to continue exactly on this conversation, Zama, next week, because I've done only half.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kesis Lulu.
Yes. Thank you, Zama. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.